From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. Osama bin Laden was born into one of Saudi Arabia's most prosperous families, and at one time he was heralded there as a war hero. But on the day of his death, there was little public reaction in the Desert Kingdom. In the main cities, people went about their business. The Saudi press agency carried an official statement expressing hope that bin Laden's death would be a step that supports international efforts against terrorism. Yet on the internet, Saudis were abuzz about the killing of bin Laden. NPR's Soraya Sarhadi Nelson is in the Saudi capital, Riyadh, and sent this report.
At a local mall, university student Noor says she spent the day chatting on cyberspace about the attack on bin Laden. The 20-year-old, who was afraid to give her last name, says she believes the al-Qaeda leader is still alive.
I think what happened today, it's not real. I'm saying that because I saw the pictures on Facebook, so I think it's like...
What she is referring to is a widespread rumor here that there are images of the attack on bin Laden that were photoshopped to make it look like he was killed. Not that it's a bad thing if he is dead, adds Noor's friend, Qadir. The 21-year-old says instead of bin Laden, she prefers protesters in nearby Egypt who managed to oust President Hosni Mubarak without bombs and suicide attacks.
You want something and you fight to get it.
But you do it without killing anybody, she adds. Jamal Khashoggi tweeted similar observations to his friends and followers. NPR reached him by phone.
We need al-Qaeda off our shoulder so we can pursue a better future for the Arab world.
The former editor-in-chief of the Saudi newspaper, Al-Watan, used to be friends with bin Laden. They parted ways when bin Laden turned to terrorism. So did the Saudi government, which stripped the al-Qaeda founder of his citizenship 17 years ago. Khashoggi says he feared Arabs would be defined by bin Laden for decades to come. That was until earlier this year, when a youth-led uprising in Tunisia sparked similar revolts across the Arab world. No one at those rallies carried bin Laden or al-Qaeda posters, Khashoggi adds. He says he hasn't talked to bin Laden since 1995, but he wonders what the al-Qaeda founder thought about the so-called Arab Spring.
If it wasn't his style, those youthful revolution with all sexes and religion and minorities and everybody hand in hand. He had a very narrow mind about Islam.
Mohammed Fahad Al-Khatani, who heads the Saudi Civil and Political Rights Association, agrees bin Laden was out of touch with young Arabs.
You know, Al-Qaeda and their leadership became dead a few years ago, not only now.
But Qatani warns that new bin Laden-like threats could emerge if Arab leaders fail to make the political and economic reforms young Arabs are seeking.
And hopefully, now we learn the lesson, in the sense that, look, if someone is really yearning to engage in his community, then we should give him the opportunity. And hopefully, we could prevent other bin Laden wannabes from engaging in violent activities.
In the seaside city of Jeddah, where bin Laden grew up, there was little reaction to the death or how Americans carried out the attack. But images of Americans celebrating in the streets rankled, says Khaled Al-Maina, who is editor-in-chief of the English daily newspaper Arab News.
It's a time of sobriety that people of the world should get together to see that no more bombs, no more 9/11s, no more whatever 11s take place.
He says that some Saudis are also not pleased that bin Laden was buried at sea. He understands the fear of a bin Laden gravesite becoming a beacon for extremists, but the editor argues U.S. forces could have buried him in the ground in an anonymous spot. That, he adds, would have been more in keeping with Islamic values. Soraya Sarhadi Nelson, NPR News, Riyadh.